It's certainly the biggest, most challenging role we've ever taken on, and one we're so glad not to have to take on alone. Thanks, CJ.
For Matt, and for CM, CJ, and ML.
Chapter 1. My 5-year-old son CJ is ready for school. He's wearing his favorite pink and white striped polo shirt and khaki shorts. His teeth are brushed, and so is his short auburn hair. He's standing in front of the full-length mirror in my bedroom where he feels close to me as I get dressed for work. I brush my brown hair, create a side part, and pull it back into a low ponytail. He pretend braids his imaginary long blonde hair and ties a bow at the end. I slip on silver hoop earrings and fasten them. He pretends to do the same. I zip up the back of my dress as he slides on a few revolutions of imaginary lipstick. I put on my black high heels and he straightens his imaginary tiara. I give myself a spritz of perfume as he arrives beside me and puffs out his chest. I give him a pretend spray or two. I grab my computer bag, he grabs his Monster High lunchbox, and we head out the door, he to kindergarten and I to the office. As we part ways for the day, I say to him, "I love you no matter what. It's the absolute truth. There are no conditions or expectations. I love him no matter what." Hours later, I load my smiling son into the car. As I drive home, he pulls papers out of his folder to show me. He holds up a worksheet on which he has been practicing writing the letter B. B is for bear, the worksheet says. CJ colored his bear pink and purple with long blonde hair, hoop earrings, red lipstick, and long pink fingernails. "Look, Mommy, my bear's fingernails match my fingernails!" He squeals in delight, kicking his feet, which dangle down from his booster seat. His pink polka dot Minnie Mouse socks are peeking out from his mint green tennis shoes. "They sure do," I say as I stop at a traffic light and turn to smile at my special boy. His pink glitter fingernails sparkle in the sun as he holds them next to his bear's fingernails for me to compare and admire. I picked the color special. My teacher said we could color the bear any colors we wanted. I made sure I asked. "I didn't want to color mine brown like real bears. Brown is boring," he says. I will learn later that all of the other kids in class colored their bears traditional colors like white, brown, and black. My son has always shied away from the traditional, the boring. When we get home, CJ dashes up the stairs to his Monster High-themed bedroom to change out of his school clothes and into his pink Hello Kitty skirt and white lace tank top. Every day, I can almost hear and feel him exhale when he changes out of his school clothes and into his dress-up clothes. It's as if, for the first time all day, he is truly comfortable. He clips on his pink rhinestone butterfly earrings, and as he flits down the stairs holding a Barbie doll, I catch a glimpse of his Superman boxer briefs. As I cook dinner, he helps himself to a fresh piece of white paper and sketches what looks like a girl with long red hair, full pink lips in the shape of a puffy heart, a blue dress, rainbow tights, red shoes, a purple tiara, hazel green eyes, and a dozen freckles that rest on the bridge of her feminine nose. I don't have to ask who the girl in the picture is. I know that it is my son. I'd recognize him anywhere. CJ is gender nonconforming, gender creative, gender fluid, gender independent, gender variant, has gender identity disorder, or whatever you prefer to call it. For more than half of his life, my son hasn't conformed to traditional gender norms. As CJ explains it, he's a boy who likes girl stuff and wants to be treated like a girl. My firstborn son, Chase, arrives home from flag football practice, bounding through the door, dropping his backpack in the middle of the kitchen as he moves toward the fridge for a snack. As I tell him that dinner is almost ready and snacking is not an option, I kiss the top of his head. He is sweaty and smells like elementary school and pigskin practice. A mix of playground, lunch, number 2 pencils, leather, and wet grass. Chase is all boy and always has been. He's like his dad in that respect. My husband, Matt, is my high school sweetheart and has been for more than 18 years. He's an Irish man with a heart of gold hidden underneath that tough guy facade and ever-present scowl. He has delicious strawberry blonde hair, light blue eyes, and broad, strong shoulders. He's a guy's guy, with a motorcycle, oversized truck, classic car, pool table, dartboard, and kegerator. Matt and I thought, when we had a second boy, that we would just get more of the same. That when Chase finished a particular phase or stage, CJ would enter it, and we'd do it all over again. We thought wrong. We thought that our two boys might have slightly different interests,